Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The way crop prices fluctuate, you're actually thinking about trying to save some money by not using a product like Black Max 22 this year. Now, here's the problem. Because prices are volatile, improving yield becomes your most important strategy. And Black Max 22's proprietary LHS technology is designed to optimize your soil, reduce fertilizer burn, and improve yield potential year after year. Don't let saving money cost you money. When it comes to your nutrition program, remember Black Max 22, because if you feed it, you need it. See your local CPS retailer today.
For over 20 years, the promise to clean up the remnants of Oklahoma's abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 15,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to restoring decades-old abandoned sites. We're proud to serve our neighbors and remain committed to our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301 or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
A very busy day yesterday for U.S. agriculture as the 31st Secretary of Agriculture officially got on the job. Before this week, he was the nominee of the Trump administration to be Secretary of Agriculture. Sonny Perdue became a confirmed nominee on Monday. Then yesterday morning, he became Secretary of Agriculture, being sworn in by Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Then he went to USDA and talked with USDA employees about his vision for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
We want to be a USDA that's just as innovative as our producers, just as solution-based, just as forward-thinking about where we go. You know, things are changing tremendously. Technology, so many other things are changing. We want to be on the forefront of that change for good, for America and really the world that depends on America's productivity. I want to maximize the opportunity to produce and sell the food and fiber that they and harvest and reap the earned reward of their labor in that way.
After Secretary Perdue wrapped up with his remarks at USDA, he moved on yesterday afternoon to the White House, involved in a roundtable with other farmers and U.S. President Donald Trump, who signed an executive order regarding agriculture at the White House.
So this is promoting agriculture and rural prosperity in America. And now there's a lot of words, I won't bother reading everything, but agriculture and rural prosperity in America, that's what we want. And we don't want to be taken advantage of by other countries, and that's stopping. And that's stopping fast.
President of these United States, Donald Trump, talking agriculture yesterday at the White House with 14 farmers and his new Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue. One of those at that particular meeting at the roundtable was former Oklahoma State lawmaker Lisa Billy, who termed out a year ago. She's from the Lindsay area now, representing some small farm interest at that White House meeting. While it was sunny overhead, under the radar a bit, U.S. Senate Finance Committee finally reported out favorably to the full Senate the nomination of Robert Lighthizer to be President Trump's U.S. Trade Ambassador. Ohio Republican and former U.S. Trade Ambassador in the George W. Bush administration, Rob Portman, stressed yesterday the importance of getting Mr. Lighthizer confirmed sooner rather than later.
We need Bob Lighthizer now, and I think this is a consensus view of all of us around this table, but also of our trade negotiators. I spoke to a trade minister from one of our trading partners over the recess who said, you know, where's the coordination in trade policy? We need to have a USTR to be able to negotiate with the United States of America.
Lighthizer was reported out unanimously from the Senate Finance Committee. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the annual LimFlex and Limousine Production Sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, Saturday, May 6th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch on State Highway 5 in Chattanooga, Oklahoma. The sale features 180 head, selling as 120 lots. For sale information, you can call Ken Holloway at 580-597-3006 or go online to www.hallchr.com or www.americancattleservices.com.
At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.